In this episode of the Wealth Mastery series, we are going to be talking about the laws of attraction. I wonder what you think about the laws of attraction. We're going to spend a little bit of time talking about that. But more importantly, we're going to talk about what it really means with this notion of wealth mastery. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the truth behind giving. You do not want to miss that section. So I hope to see you on the inside. If you are a female entrepreneur who is serious about starting, growing, or scaling your business, but you are really finding it challenging to make the money that you want to make, or you're finding that the resources, maybe even the technology, and even some of the gurus are really just more expensive and cost more than you really want to spend right now. But you know that if you had the resources that you needed, you can really thrive in your business. If that's for you, then this podcast is for you. My name is Dr. T, and I am proud to be one of the co-founders of CCOClub.com and CCO Club Podcast, where we are building a space and a community to be able to serve you. But get this, we are much, much more than just a community. Our goal is to create an ecosystem where we have our own engagement, we create our own technology platforms, we are creating our own shared spaces, some TV channels, and even much, much more. And we want to be able to do that with the very women who want to connect with us, because what we know is that we can always be stronger together. So if that's you, make sure you hang out to learn much more about what we have going on, and we will see you on the inside. Hey there, this is your girl, your sister, and your mentor, Dr. T, coming to you with another episode from Faith, Focus, and Finances. We are here to help as many women as possible learn what they need to learn to start, grow, or scale their business, because we want to be doing our part. We have podcasts, we have technology, we do a lot of things, we have trainings, we have software, we have a lot of different things that we want to be able to help women to be as successful as possible with their business. Because I know that with our decision, my company's decision, my team's decision to do what we're doing, many more people will be able to have the opportunity to do what they are doing. And that's, to me, what it's all about, right? Like, we can all win. And I truly believe that. You can head over to CCOClub.com to find out more about what it is that we're doing. The description, it's in the description. You can get some information there. And also, if you would head over to CCOClub.com/podcast, that particular page right up underneath my picture is a donations button. That donation button will definitely go whatever amount you give, whether you give one time or it's recurring, it will absolutely positively go a long way, an incredible way, to helping us and this podcast to grow. And I really, really appreciate it in advance, what it is that you're doing, how it is that you're helping us, how it is that you are choosing to be a blessing to us. So make sure you head over there. Again, it's in the description. It's CCOClub.com/podcast, and you will be able to see that donation button there as well. I might actually also just put the direct donation button in the link, but if you don't sit in the link, you know you can go there and get that. So we have been in this Wealth Mastery series, and I really think I have just two more podcast to go, this one and one more, and then I will wrap up this Wealth Mastery series and we'll get to something else. And I hope that has been something that you have enjoyed. Make sure you hit that follow button, because it really will help us to be able to grow and get the word out more with what it is that we're doing. So I hope that you're able to do that. Today, as I talked about in the opening, we were going to be talking about the laws of attraction and the truth behind giving. I love the part that I'm doing, the truth behind giving, but I love what we're talking about with the laws of attraction. Now, I wonder how many people actually believe in the laws of attraction, because I hope that there are not people out there to feel like it's against God to talk about the laws of attraction. People talk about your vibration, your intention, your mindset. I'm gonna read a couple of things that I think are important, then talk about how I see it for myself. And I'd love to hear from you, right? Again, you can go onto the podcast page, and if you don't agree, and if you vehemently don't agree, leave me a message. I'd love to hear from you. But the laws of attraction is about saying that a person's thoughts and actions can positively or negatively impact their experiences or the experiences that they bring into their lives. Or let me say it a different way. You can attract positive or negative experiences into your life. So it's about your thinking, right? It's really about can the thinking that you have bring positive things into your life or negative things in your life? Is there an energy? Because the philosophy behind it is that there is an energy that comes before manifestation, right? There is an energy that comes before manifestation. There's an energy that we keep within ourselves that can either be positive or negative. Like, for example, I believe that I know some folks. I'm just going to say it like that. I know some folks that always seem to be around something that's just not, it's always something negative, right? So they hurt themselves. They got into a fight. They wrecked their car. Somebody took some money from them. They lost a job. It's always something. I believe that has to be, that there is something in our thinking, in our being, our energy. There's something there, I believe, that causes that to happen. Because I don't believe that just is by happenstance. And there are believers that are like that as well. And I believe that it has to do with our thinking, right? And how we are carrying ourselves. So if we're thinking about it in terms of the laws of attraction, then it's either do I have positive energy that I keep in my life, you know, and then on the other side of the person that I said that I like someone I know like that, there are people that are always positive, always happy, always positive, always just have good juju, always smiling, always. And watch this. The Bible says that tragedy reigns on the just as well as the unjust. Right. So that doesn't mean that negative things won't happen to them. That doesn't mean that tragic things won't happen to either of those people that are negative or people that are very positive. Right. Because the tragedy reigns on everybody, the just as well as the unjust. It doesn't mean that just because I'm always positive, this is something that's going to happen, or I'm never going to be broke because I'm positive. But I think we have a better opportunity for us to attract things that are good in our lives if we are thinking about things from the right way. So whether or not you subscribe to the actual laws of attraction, or it's about energy and it's about vibration and it's about this, what I will say to you is you got to be thinking right in order to do right. That might set somebody free right there, right? You have to be, I want us to be thinking right to be able to do right. I want us to have the right watch this, the right positive conversations about money. Because what I do know is continued negative conversations about money is not going to help me to attract money. It's not going to help me to figure out how to get money. It's about having positive conversations about what it is I'm going to do. That's about attracting wealth. Again, whether or not you believe in the laws of attraction, we're just going to be talking about how I could bring good juju in my life, how I could bring a good circumstances in my life, how I can bring a different way of thinking and doing into my life. Is I'm going to start having positive conversations about wealth. That's one of the first things that I have to do. I'm going to take the time to think and dream about wealth. Right? Because I'm telling you, I believe this with my spirit. I know that the more I think positively about it, the more, because it gets me excited when I'm dreaming about it, because now I want to work towards it, right? I see, it's like when I think about, for example, losing weight, and hopefully this is a good example because it's off the top of my head. When I'm thinking about losing weight, first of all, it's hard, right? We know women, especially if you get older, your metabolism slows down, it's going to be harder, right? It's going to be harder. But you know what? If I decide to stick with it long enough, I'm going to start seeing the results of my labor. I'm going to start to see the results of eating well. I'm going to see the results of sleeping well. I'm going to see the results of exercise. I'm going to start seeing those results. And when I start seeing those results, it's going to keep me juiced because I was like a sister trying to get fine on them now. And I'm going to want to do it. At first, I may not want to do it, but I'm going to start wanting to do it if I start seeing the results. And so it's going to, now I'm going to start thinking about, oh my God, I can, this little outfit, I got that outfit I'm trying to get back in. Or I know I'm going to be able, as soon as I get down to here, I'm going to get these new clothes. Like, it's starting to be positive, right, with what it is that I'm doing. And now I'm dreaming about it. Now I'm thinking about it all the time. And watch as I also feel it. Feel the attraction of what it is that I'm trying to do. That's the next one. And with money, if you start having positive conversation and you start getting a little bit of change and you start being able to save, it might be hard at first, but then you're doing it for long enough, you're getting the discipline and you're starting to have the type of money that it is that you want to have, and you're doing what it is that you need to do, you're going to start feeling it. You're going to be like, okay, I got a little bit of money right now. Prayerfully, nothing happens, because sometimes, you know, again, tragedy reigns over the just as well as the undressed. The car might go out. Something may happen. But you know what? I'm not going to keep that. I'm not going to keep that negative energy about me. If it happens, it happens. I'm not going to say, here we go again. I'm not going to say, because I used to do that. I used to do that because I was tired of being disappointed. That might just break some shackles right there. I was tired in my younger life of being disappointed. And I said, if I don't hope anymore, if I don't have a positive outlook, there's no way I can get disappointed. And you know, that wrecked me for years of my life. It wrecked me for years of my life. I couldn't be happy about anything. I couldn't be excited when I got something, because I didn't want to be disappointed. And God delivered me from it, because first I had to acknowledge and understand that that's how I was, right? I didn't know. I it was something that I said to myself, but I didn't know what I was doing at that time. I didn't know what I was developing into at that time, right? And so it was something that I had to begin to shift, because as I got better, I started to feel better about getting better. As I start having positive conversations about money and start building the money, I start feeling good about the conversations I was having about money, right? And that's what it is that I'm talking about. Feeling it, feeling good about it, feeling good about being proud and being proud of what it is you are doing. Like, I feel this thing. Like, man, do you see how we doing this thing? Because sometimes when my friends ask me, what am I doing? I said, trying to take over the world. It's a hostile takeover over here, right? Like, I got this, that I'm so excited about doing God's work and the knowledge that he's given me to go out and do this thing. Even podcasting, love it, because I know that it's going to bless somebody, right? And if it's one person, all praise to God. All praises to God. So those things are important. Another thing, why saying no is important. Saying no is about, sometimes we think that saying no is about not doing that thing that we said no to. And that couldn't be farther from the truth. Saying no is about building a level of discipline. Saying no is getting stronger, is allowing yourself to get stronger with doing the things that you do or don't want to do for you and for what's important for you. Saying no is powerful in and of itself. It needs no explanation. Put a hard period after it. The end. Just saying no, it becomes important, because especially as it deals with your wealth, because you are learning the things that you want to learn. We are emotional beings. And at the time of this recording, and I think this is going to be until Jesus come back, is we want what we want when we want it. We absolutely do. We want what we want when we want it. And sometimes it's not about even saying no to other people, it's saying no to ourselves. I have to get good at saying no to me if I want to be building wealth. I got to be able to do that, right? So that's something that's important. Another thing, minimalist thinking for maximizing wealth. I gotta think small to build wealth. What am I saying there? Like, minimalist thinking, like, go into some minimalist stuff for a while. Go into minimalism with how you're eating. Go into minimalism how you're spending money on food and eating out. Go into minimalism with the purses that you're buying, or the shoes that you have, or the clothes that you're buying. Go into minimalism with things that can be wasteful. You're buying things for your house and it's just they're no good. They're no good for you. Like. Have some minimalist thinking. If I shrink in this area, because watch this. If you make $10,000 a year, simple number, you make $10,000 a year and you want to save at the end of the year. You weren't able to do it with this at last year. You're going to have to do some minimalist thinking. You're going to have some areas that are smaller so that you can maximize your wealth. You're going to have to cut some things out. Okay, I can't have all them subscribed. I can't have Hulu, Prime, DirecTV, and Netflix all at the same time. You got to choose one. You might have to do something. You got to do something smaller. You're going to have some minimalist thinking. Y'all see, I'm turning up about this thing because I believe in it. Right? Because that's what's going to maximize your wealth. And say, well, let me cut off two or three of them and put that money over here to the side. Because now I'm being positive, I'm doing things positively with my money. And again, we're talking about having a what we do to attract wealth. These are some of the things that we have to do ourselves to track wealth, right? These are some of the things. The next thing I have is scheduling in wealth building. I've already talked about it. Schedule in your research, schedule in the things you're going to watch, schedule in the things you're going to read, schedule in the courses you're going to take, schedule it in the conversations you're going to have, schedule it in because it's the only way it's going to work. Next, be conscious about where you are. Be conscious about your thinking. If you want to say your vibration, if you don't want to say your vibration, don't say your vibration, but conscious about where you are. And don't let the spending be unconscious. Don't let those impulse items, is what they're called, the items that are as you're going through the lines, because now they make lines so long in places where you're buying because they could put more racks up there for you to buy more stuff. It's like I came in here for a pair of pants and now I have some jujubes, some chips, some popcorn and some socks that I absolutely know I didn't need because it was all staring me at the face as I'm checking out. You got to be conscious. You got to be conscious about what's happening with you, right? Because that's something that's important. Be accountable for what you're thinking, positively and negatively. Be accountable to yourself. Like, I'm not going to let myself just be mad about the money I don't have. I don't have it. I gotta figure that thing out. I have to shift that thing in some way. I gotta do something different with that, right? I have to be accountable for what I'm thinking because nobody else is going to be accountable for what I'm thinking, right? Nobody else is going to be accountable for what I'm thinking. I also have to redefine myself daily. This might be a daily thing for me to go and to do these things that I'm saying that Dr. T is talking about. It might be daily for me. For some of you, it might not be daily. You might be way out there and you're like, you know what? I don't have to do this daily. I just know that I just got to start. I got to make, thankfully, some of us just have to make some tweaks in what I'm talking about. Is some of us, it might just be, you know what? I just need to get better at saving. I get what she's talking about. I just need to start doing this. I need to stop going out and shopping all the time for a season so I can build some money that I want to have so I can do some things that I want to do. Right? Like it might be there. Again, we're talking about wealth mastery. This is for those of us who desire to build wealth. That's what's important for us. Then this is good. You have to recognize when your emotions are not yours, my Lord and my God. You have to recognize when your emotions are not yours. You have to recognize that you might be taking on someone else's belief about money or someone else's pain about money or someone else's thinking about money. You might be taking on somebody else's lack of planning or someone else's spending their money and coming up short at the end of the month. And now the baby needs something because it becomes emotional. Or now they need you to bail them out again from what it is that they did again. Even though they said they weren't going to do it again, you're like, you got to recognize when your emotions are not yours. You absolutely have to recognize when your emotions are not yours. And then you got to believe it. You got to just believe in this. You got to believe that you can do it, right? You have to believe that you can do it. And I want to tell you really quickly about some of the things that I believe that can impact this attraction, this understanding that you have to reset your mindset and activate a different level of thinking if you want to get to a different level of wealth. You have to activate a different level of thinking if you're trying to get to a different level of wealth, right? And I want to tell you that there are some things that I believe that actually impact, they have a tremendous impact on our mindfulness. One is stress and exhaustion. That can impact you. That can impact what you do with money. It absolutely can impact what you do with money. The culture. what you see on social media. Absolutely, positively, beyond a shadow of a doubt, can impact what you think and see about money, your mindfulness about money. Seeing people in certain clothes, you can see that at church, right? Depending on the type of church you go to, you see it at work. Oh, that's so cute. You see, I swear they listen. Big Brother's always listening to us because you talk about it, and then the ads are right there on Facebook on you, right? It's everywhere. That impacts your mindfulness. Hunger impacts your mindfulness. And I'm talking about physical hunger, right? Physical hunger of not planning ahead of time, right? And like, I can say that because even especially as a vegan, I can say that because if I don't plan ahead, I can be in trouble because the world is not always kind to a vegan. And then I'm hungry, then I'm going to get by stupid stuff, right? And so you could say that can impact your mindfulness because you're just not planning ahead. And also your hunger for wealth mastery can, the how you decide to shape or not shape your mindset will also impact your mindfulness. That's good right there. Your emotions will impact your mindfulness, right? Where you are emotionally going to impact what you're thinking. Always does in any area. Pain can impact your mindfulness. Whatever kind of pain. It could be emotional pain. It could be physical pain. It could be a mental pain. It could be like a depression. It could be any kind of pain. That's going to impact you. It's going to impact you. And I want you thinking about that. You know, it could be pain of loved ones and how they're treating you. What's going on with that? It absolutely can impact you, right? Rushing can impact your mindfulness about money. Not all, if you always find yourself, you're not getting enough rest, which means you're waking up late, which means you got to get everything ready, which means that you're not thinking what you're thinking, means that you're not eating the way you need to eat, and you're doing things, and then it's a cycle, and you do it over and over and over and over and over. That's going to impact your wealth. I promise you, that's going to impact your wealth, because you have to do things to cut corners, and cutting corners is going to cost you money at the end. It's going to. Addictive and compulsive behaviors, I feel like that's pretty self-explanatory, the end. Addictive and compulsive behaviors. If you're going to have addictive spending or compulsive spending, it's going to impact your mindfulness. Being absorbed in your own narrative. My Lord and my God, I felt like there was shots fired with that. Being absorbed in your own narrative. I think that's a big deal. Right? That's something that can end up being extremely challenging for us and can hinder us from growing in the way that we need to grow, from changing, because it's our narrative and we want to be absorbed in. I want to believe what I want to believe. You know what? I want to go to heaven, and I want to experience heaven on earth. That's what I want to do. And whatever I have to change and whatever I have to think about and whatever I have to do to make that be the case, that's what I want to do. I promise you that's what I want to do. I promise you that's what I want to do, right? And I don't want to just be absorbed in my own narrative. And I want to have people around me that's going to tell me about myself so that I don't get absorbed in my own narrative. And the last thing I have is continuously feeding your desires. That also is going to impact your mindfulness. You have to say no to self. You have to say no to self at some point in order to improve your mindfulness so that you can be attracting the wealth that it is that you want to attract. And the final thing I have for you that I'm actually going to talk about is giving. Giving is a big deal. Giving is a big deal. And I believe that giving, sorry, I sat back from the microphone, so I apologize if my voice, I didn't even realize I was sitting back. Giving must be sorted out to achieve wealth. It has to be. Giving. And you think that I'm talking about giving to people that you love. I'm talking about giving to your church. I'm talking about giving, just giving, you know, giving to organizations that you give to. You got to sort it out. And here are some of the things that I think you have to sort out. Is it unconditional giving, first and foremost? You want to ask yourself, is it unconditional giving that you have? Or are you giving out a hope? Ooh-wee. I believe that there are some doctrines that keep us in this mindset of hope that doesn't get that we can never achieve, right? And that certain people are getting rich or making money, but the rest of the people aren't. And are you giving out of that mentality? I'm just asking you to check. I'm not calling nobody out. I've been part of some of that stuff. But I'm saying that we have to you have to think about it. You absolutely have to be thinking about it, right? That's going to be something that's important, because you might just be giving out of hope. And I'm not saying giving out of hope is not bad, is a bad thing. I'm saying always giving out of hope is a bad thing. And that being the thing that you are never seeing the manifestation of what it is that you should be getting. Sacrificial giving. Are you giving out a sacrifice? Right? Sort it out. Is that good for you? Is that not good for you? Then we have dysfunctional giving. Woo. Sometimes I think giving to people that keep not taking care of themselves is absolutely dysfunctional. And I'm not even talking about folks that we want to take care of. I'm not talking about certain levels. I'm talking about some that are just as able-bodied as we are, that keeps putting themselves in a bad situation. And not only are they expecting you to bail them out, you keep bailing them out. And here's the thing. People say, well, they shouldn't ask. Why would someone stop asking you to bail them out if you're already bailing them out? That makes no sense. I said it. I ain't taking it back. Why would they stop? If you're already always giving them money at the end of the month, why would they stop asking you? If you're already always helping them with, you know, they didn't have enough money, why would they, to pay their bills, why would they stop asking you? No one is just going to willingly stop doing that. Not people that do it notoriously, they're not going to stop. You got to stop. You have to stop enabling. And then it becomes emotional, dysfunctional giving, manipulative giving, right? Giving, expecting that you go hold that over somebody's head. There's some of us that are doing that, and we need to be delivered. I want to be delivered if that's what I do. I don't do it, but I don't want to be doing that. There's emotional giving. There's healthy giving. Like, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about, are you giving them unconditionally? Are you giving out a hope? Are you giving hope that this is going to happen? Hope that, and it's not just church that does that. My Lord and my God, there are people that you're hoping to be with. There's people that you're hoping to, there's things that you're hoping, the jobs that you're giving out a hope. Are you sacrificial giving all the time? Are you dysfunctional giving, manipulative giving, emotionally giving, or healthy giving? What is it? Because it has to be sorted out. Because I'm going to tell you, one of the things I remembered Oprah said, oh God, decades ago, I'll never forget. She said, I have a certain amount of money that I decide to give every month. And when it's gone, it's gone. Set me free. It set me free. It absolutely set me free. There's a certain amount of money every month that she gives. And Oprah is a billionaire. But she said, when it's gone, it's gone. I'm telling you, a practice like that can change your life. If you can't figure out right now how to say no to some people, you decide, I'm going to do $50 a month. And that's when it's gone, it's gone. And be like, that's all I have. I absolutely taught my son. I said, I don't care who it is. I don't care if it's me, your dad, your brothers. When it's gone, it's gone. When it's gone, it's gone. And that's just the end of it. Especially if you got to get yourself to a place where you have to do something different for yourself. The money that you make should be yours. I'm just trying to help somebody break some chains for 1,000 generations that we have allowed ourselves to get sucked into, that we can't do better with because of giving. And I want us to make peace with it. And I want us to start giving healthily. Because I believe that is honorable to God. I don't think, listen, if you giving dysfunctionally to church, stop. I said it, deal with it. Because you know why? Because that God honors cheerful giving. It's in the book. And he doesn't want us to give out of necessity, out of fear, out of pain, out of any of these negative things. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver, right? And that's what I want us to be. Man, I hope that there was something today that was on point for you today. I hope this part on giving was something that shifted for you. I hope if it wasn't that, it was beginning to have these positive things in your mindset to shift so that you can begin to activate wealth, or it's understanding the things that you might be doing in your life that's impacting your mindfulness to have the positive mindset in the first place. Whatever it is, I hope that there was something that was said that was a blessing, an absolute positive blessing to your spirit. I am the child of a king, the mother of a king, to be otherwise known as Dr. T. I am prayerful that you are learning something from this series. We have one more to go in this Wealth Mastery series, and I hope that you hang out with me in the next episode. I'll see you then.
Hey there, before you take off, we would really appreciate it if you clicked on that follow button, even download this episode, share it if it was something that you know would be meaningful for another friend, because that is really what's going to help this podcast grow so that we can continue to give you fantastic content. Thanks so much, and we appreciate you following.